Well, it's getting near to how I want us to play. We've had a lot of good outcomes this season, but you know, we haven't matched it with the performance, and I think the performance and the outcome was much closer to where we want to be. And you know, you have to say it was a really good collective effort from the players.
So how did you manage to make Rovers look so ordinary tonight and your team so good?
Well, they maybe met us on a good night, and you know, Rovers will be there at the end of the season up at the top of the table. We have to respect the quality that they have, and some nights maybe the long journey up from Dublin hasn't helped, and you know, there's a lot of things you need to put into both teams' performances. We got around them quite early, and we got an early goal which helped us, and it gave us the momentum to go and look for a second, and you have to say that we deserve to win tonight, I think. And but don't rule out Shamrock Rovers. They've a good manager, they've a good team, and it keeps us up in the top six where we want to be. I know people will say we're top of the table, but theoretically we're in the top six, and that's the mindset that we have.
What aspects of the performance pleased you most?
I think the ball retention was good. In spells, the penalty kick in the second half must have been about 16 passes and around that. The combination play was good. Barry McNamee, Harry Monaghan, Aaron McAniff, you know, the engine of the team was really good. We looked at how we were going to play in relation to how Rovers might play. So the preparation and organisation and, you know, the way we set up to play, I thought was very, very good, and it was good to put on a performance for our supporters, who've been very, very good, and they've pulled us through the Galway game, and certainly, you know, they've helped us tonight again.
And I know you're obviously trying to keep expectations measured, but what does a result in a performance like this tonight tell us about your team and what potentially it could achieve this season?
I said to them in the dressing room after the game, you know, the biggest thing for me in football players is having humility and respect, and they showed that in abundance, you know, and they're very humble and down there, and they're pleased with their performance, and they deserve a pat on the back, as does the management team. You know, that my backroom team have been exceptional to the word, and it takes everybody to contribute to the early season position that we find ourselves in. But, you know, it's a long way to go. We've only played 7 games, so there's a long way to go in terms of getting into that potential European slot, you know, in around 5th. If we can get in around 5th or 4th, going into the final furlong, then we'll be delighted.